Welcome to the Sales Navigator Live Show with Stan and Bryn. Join LinkedIn expert and sales professional Bryn Tillman and me, Stan Robinson Jr., Chief Coaching Officer here at Social Sales Link, as we bring you the best tips and strategies for leveraging Sales Navigator for your sales success. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Sales Navigator Insights. I'm Stan Robinson, Jr., Chief Coaching Officer with Social Sales Link, and I have a special guest today, Scott Robbins. And Scott, first, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Stan. Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely appreciate your making the time. And I am going to have Scott introduce himself. He is an expert in the veterinary and pet industries, and he's also a longtime Sales Navigator user. So I've been looking forward to this discussion for a while because I'll be honest, I haven't talked to anyone else in the pet industry. So that's fairly unique. So Scott, yeah, if you'd go ahead and just give us a little of your background.
All righty. So I've been on the Navigator platform like you for many years. I was the 2022 LinkedIn Sales Navigator Community MVP. I've been a guest on many LinkedIn-led speaking engagements. I'm currently rated within the veterinary industry segment as a LinkedIn one percenter. And last October, I was recognized by LinkedIn as a LinkedIn top voice. In terms of my primary area of focus, it has been the veterinary and the retail pet market segment. But in terms of my expertise in the LinkedIn platform, I help many individuals and many businesses achieve results through my consulting and help them understand how to better use the tools that are available, especially in the LinkedIn Sales Navigator platform.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Scott. So how long have you been using Sales Navigator? I realize it's hard for some of us to remember sometimes.
Specifically on the Navigator platform, I've only been in this platform 3-4 years or so.
Okay.
It was a natural progression to take what I knew about LinkedIn and knowing how effective a tool LinkedIn was in general, but how to better leverage all of the data assets that LinkedIn has in order to move your business forward. And it's not just business. It is your personal branding. It is just a wide scope of things that LinkedIn presence can do for either individuals or businesses that partake on the platform. In my consulting with businesses, I tell them that if they're not using the platform, both from an individual user as well as a corporate user perspective, they're missing a lot of opportunity.
Okay. And generally speaking, when people ask, you know, should I'm in sales or business development, Scott, why should I be using Sales Navigator? Can you expand a little bit on what you tell them?
Sure. One of the most critical functions any sales organization can have is having a positive inboard source of leads. You have to continually fill that funnel. You can spend tens of thousands of dollars on lists that may or may not be inaccurate to begin with. Or you could use a data source that is frequently updated. It allows you to figure out who your potential leads or potential accounts are within a market sector that you want to approach. It has great tools that are in place that allow you to gently place engagement with prospects that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. It has a great methodology through LinkedIn Sales Navigator Smart Links for you to send information and exchange information with potential prospects from a source that can be trusted, because today nobody wants viruses exchanged from just sending attachments and emails. So knowing that you can actually send important information to a prospect from a credible source that will be accepted with a very good rate of receivance is excellent. One of the other interesting tools in LinkedIn, it allows you to follow people that you're interested in potentially turning or converting into a prospect. It allows you to follow their movement. It allows you to see what their activity level is on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Obviously, to go after a potential lead target for somebody that is active within the last 30 days on LinkedIn means that they potentially could be approachable. Through the LinkedIn Sales Navigator community, you have a group of business professionals from a variety of industries that are highly interested in sharing information and learning from each other and being involved in this community. Frequently, LinkedIn also gives us early looks at changes that are happening to the tools. We get insight that nobody else has ahead of time about some of the algorithms as to how reach outs are performing, different types of strategies are performing. So I can, the only reason I could tell a business today not to be involved on LinkedIn is if you don't want to bring in a consistent funnel of new prospects, stay away. If you don't want to find a really smooth way to create a relationship to a possible client, stay away. If you want to learn how to engage positively in social media selling, which has to be a thing today, because the best salesmen today are the salespeople that are chameleons. They're highly adaptable. They learn many different selling approaches, selling techniques. And when they can take the advice of selling programs like the LinkedIn Sales Navigator program, which is highly approachable, it doesn't create any threats. I can't give enough reasons for businesses not to join the platform. And if you don't join the platform, your competitor is going to be there finding a way to manage the platform to bring their business forward.
Yeah, very true. Very true. You've hit on so many awesome points. I know that when we talk about LinkedIn, these days, everyone expects to find you there. If you are starting any type of professional relationship with anyone, whether it's a potential sales prospect, whether it is a vendor or supplier, a partner or an investor, a potential employee, they are going to look for you on LinkedIn. That's the expectation. If they don't go directly to LinkedIn, they'll go to Google and your LinkedIn profile will appear in the top mm-hmm. Google search results.
I also think that businesses today really have to think out their social media plan and what type of story they or what type of reason they need to be on the different media platforms. You and I both know that LinkedIn is an extremely strong business-to-business platform. Mm-hmm. Facebook might be a great platform, in some cases Instagram too, when you want to tell your story, your business story, to a consumer, but not necessarily business to business. Twitter, I'm going to throw it up there because of the change of ownership and the political structure that's tied to it. Make your own choice as to whether you want to engage in the platform formerly known as Twitter. We know that Meta is trying to put up a space that is fairly similar, and right now TikTok is heavily caught up in politics as well. So you have to be careful. But when it comes down to social media, if it's business professionals that really want to talk to business professionals and you're serious about it, LinkedIn is the for sure channel.
Yep. Could not agree more. And thank you, Danny. You just dropped in a comment saying that this is very true. All the contacts I've been dealing with for the past month or so, 99% of them have checked my LinkedIn. Yeah, and so awesome. That is absolutely true. And even though LinkedIn does get lumped in with all the social media platforms, LinkedIn technically is a professional networking platform. It started before the social media platforms, and it's remained a professional networking platform in the sense that even though some people complain about some of the content being posted on LinkedIn and they say it should be posted on Facebook, the reason people go to LinkedIn is to do business. That is their mindset. With all the other platforms, the Facebooks, TikToks, Instagrams of the world, they're going there with a mindset of getting away from business. I want to see what my friends are doing. I want to see what's happening here, there, and everywhere. But they're not going there with a business mindset. LinkedIn, they're coming to LinkedIn to do business.
One of the other things that I stress, whether I'm teaching an individual the platform use, or I'm discussing the platform with a consulting client like my major relationship with Zounds currently, is how powerful LinkedIn is in leveraging relationships that could help somebody else. So I always put myself out there on LinkedIn in a servitude type attitude. How can I help you? How can I be of service? And just having that kind of servitude attitude out there, it's amazing how many people see you as non-threatening and they decide, yeah, I'd like to engage with this guy. I'd like to get to know who this guy is, which is why I have really developed a very large international base of followers, people that I connect to. And from a sales and a consulting point of view, because of the network that I've created on LinkedIn, I'm very able to dig into my network and leverage that to help put the gas pedal on for clients that I work with and accelerate their presence too. The current organization that I'm working with, we were highly focused and highly targeted on facing the North American veterinary market. And just because of the messaging that I've been putting out in conjunction with the CEO of the company, we've gotten very solid international response from my network to say, we like what you're doing. How can we get involved? So LinkedIn in building networking also has the ability of taking you as a business person, or taking you as a company, where although you might be highly focused on a domestic market, all of a sudden something clicks with somebody globally and it changes the whole thing quickly. because we're in this electronic data age where in mere seconds, information transfers really, really quickly. It's amazing what one well-intentioned post can do that goes viral on LinkedIn can do to elevate what you're doing business-wise. So I am appreciative of some of the nice comments that we're getting in the chat here. LinkedIn's very powerful. If you're in business today, this is the platform that you need to be.
Yep. Very well said. Now, those of you who came here saying, okay, Sales Navigator, we've been talking a little bit about LinkedIn. Sales Navigator, one of the many things that Scott mentioned that sets it apart is LinkedIn has over 1 billion members. When you log into your LinkedIn homepage, you see a very busy news feed that's got all kinds of content being posted there along with ads and so forth. Sales Navigator is designed to help you stay extremely focused on sales opportunities, and that is it. So from the standpoint of focus, Sales Nav helps you to narrow down from that 1 billion or whatever the number is now, plus LinkedIn members, to the maybe 1 or 200 super specific people who meet your ideal customer profile. And that's one of the things that makes it so powerful. Scott, would you mind talking a little bit about, say, a couple of your favorite Sales Navigator features? I know you mentioned some of the, you mentioned smart links and so forth, but.
Okay. Sure. Well, in general, I like the account filters and I like the lead filters. It allows you to target the geography, the industry. It allows you to specifically target the roles of the individuals that you want to be talking to. Do you want to start at the bottom of the company? Do you want to insert yourself somewhere at a mid-level executive discussion to bring your discussion higher up? Do you want to take attempts at the C-suite with a corporation? I like the fact that you just don't get a targeted list of employees, that you could really laser focus the who's, the what's, the roles. You have the, also, you know, when we're maintaining prospect lists, one of the hardest things to keep in the back of your head is you have this, you know, person A on your prospect list, but you send them an email and the email no longer exists. What happened to that individual? Mm-hmm. More than likely, if you have somebody that really wants to be present on LinkedIn, if they've changed roles either internally with the same organization or they've changed roles and went to a different organization, you can actually filter for that in Navigator. So it allows you to stay connected in your process with people that are important. If someone was in a C-suite with one organization and all of a sudden they left and they went to another organization, it's not always normal for someone to move from one organization to another with just a lateral or horizontal movement. Usually they're moving up in the world.
Yep.
And maybe that person becomes a different priority. But with the tool, when we talk about soft engagement, with the tool that gives you that notification of, hey, your lead so-and-so moved from A company to B company, it gives you an opportunity to send a congratulations. Heard you change roles. Best of luck. Looking forward to following your journey. At no time was that a sales outpouring, but it's an opportunity to create a positive engagement, turning your vision of you to that person as a non-threatening individual.
Yes.
So such a powerful thing when you can track people moving from company to company. So these filters are highly targetable. You can even, in today's version of Navigator, you can even create your own Excel spreadsheet of target companies, target, you know, target roles within the companies. You could export that into, or rather you could export from Excel and import that list directly into Sales Navigator, and Navigator will sort through their data to build that to your list. It's just one of the latest things that's going on. Like anything in tech today, if you're going to commit to be on the platform, you also have to commit to staying aware of the changes that are going on in the platform. And of course, the Navigator community is where you get the insider edge, you know, where you're participating and you hear there was a change. Instead of just being on the tool and all of a sudden you can no longer do what you wanted to do because that disappeared.
Yep.
So the whole filtering thing is phenomenal. The other tool that I really, really, really like, as we shared before, are smart links. Smart links are a way you can preset a series of files, 3 to 5 files in a folder that's ready to go, and you can copy that link into a message. And when somebody opens up that smart link, the first thing in the lower left-hand corner, they're going to see the LinkedIn logo. So that's establishing credibility that it's coming from a safe source. And the other small component that people forget about is that when a viewer clicks on a smart link to bring up that data, LinkedIn also tells you that that link was opened up, and they also tell you how long that they engaged with it for. So, you know, for as many links as you may send out, you might find somebody that spent 3, 4, 5 minutes on the information that you sent. Now, that should trigger a reason for you to follow up with that person versus someone that popped it open and they only looked at it once for about 20 seconds. But the one that was more engaged, now you have an opportunity to create a conversation. And although we say that LinkedIn isn't necessarily about creating sales, it elevates your engagement opportunities. And if you handle your engagement opportunity well, you'll convert it to sales.
Yes. Yep.
I'm just gonna share a quick sub story about smart links. Within the LinkedIn Navigator community, we have a fellow navigator by the name of Klaus Hengstman. And Klaus shared a really fun and unique way that he deployed a smart link. He had a conference that he and his team were attending. And he had all of his team members just wearing a casual polo shirt. And on the back of the shirt, it had the name of the company, and he put a QR code on it. And it didn't say anything else, but the QR code went directly to a LinkedIn smart link that was created. So by the end of the conference, he knew exactly who was scanning the back of his team shirts, if they were on LinkedIn, how long they engaged with, did they take information? And they also had a QR code for information that was at their booth. Mm-hmm. So they were actually, they set it up with two different QR codes, and they were actually able to determine that they had more engagement from the QR code linked to smart links that were on people's backs of shirts walking around the conference than even at the booth of their conference. So smart links is a wonderful way to convey important information in a safe way, in a meaningful way to your intended targets or audience. You can use creative ideas like the QR code that Klaus offered up in our Navigator group, and you can create a lot of fun engagement. Nobody likes to do business today, same old, same old, same old cold call prospecting, same old warm prospecting, and so forth. When you have a powerful tool that you can actually have fun with, it makes every day interesting.
That is great. Did Klaus mention whether they were directing people to the Smart Link on their on the back of their shirt, like just saying, "Hey, scan the back of my shirt"?
Yeah, okay. It was basically the name of the company, the QR code, and scan me for information. And
there you go.
You know, some type of very it was very low text oriented, very simple. And the whole idea was just to simply pique curiosity.
Yeah, that is great.
So Smart Links, if you understand it well, it's not very complicated. They're very easy to create these link files. It's a fun tool. You can use Smart Links. You can use Smart Links copied directly into an email. You can use Smart Links in an InMail, which of course is our messaging that we have available to us through LinkedIn, LinkedIn member to LinkedIn member. So it's not exclusively for communication within LinkedIn Sales Navigator. You can absolutely use it through your normal business correspondence, through exactly. LinkedIn engagements. It's a really fun tool if you take the time to understand it. Within the LinkedIn Sales Navigator hub, there are great pre-recorded events that are available that you can go back and watch that talk about Smart Links within the LinkedIn Sales Navigator community. If you are a member, we have prior discussions that are linked to Smart Links that are great references. You could anybody that is viewing this today can easily go back and find those resources. And of course, LinkedIn puts on regular education sessions for new people coming on the platform. And through those sessions, they also give introduction to the use of Smart Links. Now, one of the things that I like always recommending too for people that are getting involved in the LinkedIn Sales Navigator platform is to always find a LinkedIn professional, a LinkedIn educator that they like, that they connect with, because they'll have two or three trainers that teach the same subject, and you just might find that you gel with one person better than the other. And the LinkedIn trainer that I really like is a gentleman by the name of Sean Burns.
Okay.
Good. So, it's all good. Highly recommend that people that are on LinkedIn platform figure out how to use Smart Links as part of several different ways that they can create engagement opportunities with their desired audience.
Yep. Excellent. Well, as I mentioned, this time flies by, especially when we're having fun. Now, one thing about Smart Links, and Scott, you can make sure that I'm on point with this. You have to be a Sales Navigator Advanced user to have access to Smart Links. If you are on a Sales Navigator Core license, which is basically the individual license, Smart Links is not available. So if you go look for it and you don't see a Smart Links tab at the top of your screen on Sales Navigator, that is probably why. Okay, but as Scott mentioned, phenomenal tool. So I'm going to wrap up with just a couple of things. Super. Okay. And so For those who are in the chat here, Scott, can you talk just a little bit about the link that you just shared for those who may be pet owners?
Sure. So very quickly, the current company that I'm working with is a company called Zounds Therapeutic Sounds for Pet Anxiety. And they are dealing with a very major problem right now. 72% of all dogs globally and 50% of all cats are suffering from either anxiety or noise aversion issues. They've developed a science-backed music therapy approach for helping animals with anxiety. There is a nonprofit side of the company. We're very involved through the Harmony Project in providing our tools to animal shelters to help reduce anxiety and stress there. And you know, I know we're running short on time, but I'm going to give you a clear example. The pandemic that we just all went through also created an increase of pet ownership across the world globally. Here in the U.S., we're at 86 million pet households currently have pets, and 50% of those households are multiple pet households. With the pandemic, we went through pets that had us at home all day long, 24/7, and now all of a sudden people are reengaging and going back to the office, whether it's in a hybrid situation or whether it's a full-time situation, and it's caused behavioral issues with these animals. This is just one example. So Zounds is based on a series of research that was done that determined that not only does music help reduce anxiety in animals, but even more specifically, science showed that what works well for dogs does not necessarily do the same for cats. There are very specific hearing ranges for cats, very specific hearing ranges for dogs. Now, someone may say, I play music for my animals at home and it seems to do okay. The next question to ask is, but is it the right music? Because what we know in our studies is that the music as it's written specifically for dogs works well for dogs and cats do okay with it. But the music written for cats, the dogs don't like, and it actually inflames the problem. Lately, most recently, Dr. Charles Short from Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine also presented a report on how music therapy is helping animals in veterinary care for pain management, and showed a lot of parallels of how music for pain management that has been done for quite a while in people is having very similar results in animals. So now we have an additional label use for it. The website is very simple, www.zoundsforpets.com. The app is available through the Apple Store or through the Google Play Store. Currently, it's accessible on any cell phone, on any tablet, and very shortly, our app will be completely web-enabled so you can get it on your laptops or your PC. Anyone can freely reach out to me if you'd like to get a little bit more direct information. But as an added thank you for the wonderful opportunity to have this conversation with Stan and share some knowledge with everybody, I'm very happy to share with all of you a mutual benefit. The link provided will get you to our app. For Stan's listeners and viewers today, we're going to provide you with a $90 discount off of an annual enrollment. If you like, there's no obligation pressures in any way, shape, or form, because any enrollment that happens comes with a 14-day free trial. So after 2 weeks, if you don't like it, take it off your phone, stop it, you're all good. The only thing I'll say about treating animals for stress and anxiety, according to Dr. Lisa Radosta, our board-certified veterinarian that's on our team here, solving anxiety issues in pets is not a one-and-done solution. Oftentimes, it requires several approaches working in tandem together to help the animals. Sometimes you need a pharmaceutical product. What we do is in the area of environmental manipulation. In addition to stress reduction, we deal with issues like noise aversion. For instance, 4th of July, how many of you have a dog or a cat that are terrified when the fireworks come on? Well, we have a program in place that allows you to condition and pre-train your dog a couple of months ahead of the big event, so the big event is less scary. Wow. How many pet parents out there have established pets at home and mom is pregnant and there's never been a baby in the house? Our tool is a way to help train or condition the new animal that there's going to be a big change at home to make this transition as low stress as possible. When we use our tool in animal shelters, we know that the animals are calmer, they're more relaxed, they're more adaptable. And when a new pet parent uses the tool from the time they leave the shelter to transitioning to the home, the animals transition easier with no stress because they're already coming from familiarity to familiarity. Makes it really, really easy. So many pets out there globally need this help. Mars Pet Care just announced recently with their global report, 1 in 3 pets globally in the world are homeless. We're trying to be part of that solution as well. Good deal. Thank you so much for the opportunity to give Zounds Therapeutic music for Pet Anxiety, a little bit of a plug stand. The links are in the comments. Is there anything else that I can do to be of service to you or your listeners today?
Thank you so much. First, thank you for coming on and for all the insights that you shared. If it's okay with you, for those who are watching the replay, would you mind sharing the link also in the comments on the LinkedIn event page?
Absolutely.
Because those who aren't watching live won't see the link in chat.
I'm very happy to share that out.
Great. Okay. And with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Scott, this has been super informative for me. I always learn from these sessions. So definitely appreciate your taking the time.
Stan, thank you for having me on. As I've said recently in our community, welcomes for new people too. Stan Robinson is a voice to be heard on LinkedIn. Great knowledge set. I don't know everything. And man, I continue to learn from you every day as well. Thank you.
Yep. The feeling is mutual. Thank you so much, Scott. And lastly, for those who are listening, if you want to get your hands on more content like this related to social selling, you can go to socialsaleslink.com/library. for access to a library of free resources. Thanks so much, and we'll see everybody next time. Thanks for listening, and join us again for more insights on Sales Navigator and social selling strategies that will differentiate you from your competitors and accelerate your sales success. In the meantime, you can go to socialsaleslink.com/library. Or free content on LinkedIn, Sales Navigator, and social selling.